all 12 were men of God. 83% of Christians know the word, but don't believe. But then there's that 17%, and that's Carpenter Shop International Church, that they say, if God said it, I believe it. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't let fear and doubt keep you from walking in the dominion that Jesus paid the price for. Amen? Don't see in Joshua 2, chapter 9, Rahab the prostitute. Joshua, when he took over and Moses had passed away, Joshua said, okay, look, in 3 days we're going. We're going to the promised land. God said it, we're going. And he sent two spies into Jericho to spy out the camp. And the two spies stayed the night with Rahab the prostitute. And something that I find interesting about Rahab, she told the two spies, she said, we knew you were coming. This is what it says in Joshua 2, chapter 2, verse 9. We knew you were coming. We've all been trembling. We're in terror. We heard about what your God did when you crossed over the Red Sea. None of us are ready to fight you. We're all afraid. So you mean to tell me that everybody who was in the Promised Land, all those giants, were scared to fight the Israelites, but the Israelites thought that they were going to get defeated? Come on, so they wandered around for 40 years? And their enemies were scared of them. Come on, somebody. You tap your neighbor and say, don't let fear keep you from walking in dominion. The Bible says in Hebrews 8:6 that we've been given a better covenant built on better promises. If 1.3 million Israelites were not feeble, were not weak, how much more will God bless us today? Under a better covenant, better promise. Amen. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Healing is yours today. Amen. But you know, you may be saying today, well Travis, man, I don't know. I don't know if I believe everything you believe in. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, you know what, Travis, you got a point. I'm believing it. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to go take what God has given me. I'm going to walk in dominion. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to live in doubt. I'm going to live healthy. The Bible says that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Come on, we shall lend to many but never have to borrow. That's the blessings of God. You're believing that today, but maybe you're here today and you're not saved. Can I tell you that you cannot receive that dominion? You cannot receive that blessing if you're not saved. Amen. Jesus said, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If we could, if everybody could just come to the altar this morning as the praise and worship team comes back. I'm not going to make you do anything stupid, but I just want us to get in his presence and tell him, God, look, I'm not living defeated anymore. I'm going to walk in dominion. If you're here today and you don't have Jesus, I want to lead you in a prayer. And if we could all just pray this prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that you have rescued us from all the curse of the law. I thank you, Lord, that we don't have to live like everybody else. I thank you, Lord, that we don't have to be like everybody else. Thank you, Lord. You know, I've made up in my mind. Me and my house, we're not getting sick. I've made it up in my mind. We're not getting sick. I'm not living defeated, amen? We've got to get that down in our spirit. We've got to get a violent faith, amen? That starting today, I'm not going to let any type of defeat come into my house, amen? pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for the blood that was shed for me. I come before you right now. And I pray and ask that you will forgive me of all my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me. And anoint me to do the purpose that you've called me to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have redeemed me from all the curse of the law. I now have dominion. I'm never going back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, somebody give the Lord praise today. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want the praise and worship team just to sing a song and just lead us in praise and worship. And if you're here today and you need a touch in your body, if our prayer team could come forward, and I'm going to lay hands and I want to pray. The Bible says in Mark 16:17 that these signs shall follow everyone who believes. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall cast out demons in my name. Come on, somebody. I'm ready. I'm believing. If you're ready to walk in dominion today, if you have a sickness in your body, I just want to pray over you. And if pastors, we're not dismissed yet, but I just want to pray over people. And let's just stay in this attitude of worship. Amen.
Trust God to redeem you. He's already redeemed you from all the curse. Somebody say all the curse. Hallelujah. If there's sickness in your body, trust God. Trouble in your finances, trust God. Issues and heartaches among your family, trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise today. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. For just a moment, if you would, take a look at this video. And as you exit the doors today, the ladies will be standing there. Touch the World is doing amazing things around the world. Watch a little clip here to allow us to share it with you this morning.
She's going to tell our NCAG women about an incredible opportunity we have with Touch the World 2019. Phyllis?
Thank you, Mary. Hello, ladies. My name is Phyllis Rose. I've been a missionary in Peru for about 10 years. And I've worked with a ministry called Child Hope. It's a network of Christian schools, and our schools are located in poor gang neighborhoods, and many of our students live in poverty. They come from homes where there's alcohol and domestic violence and even other types of abuse. And so for me, as a little girl coming from a home with an alcoholic father and other domestic violence in the home, Child Hope has always been a ministry that's been very dear to my heart. Now, when I go back to Peru in 2019, I'll be focusing on a ministry called Chicas de Promesa, which means Girls of Promise. And I will be starting these girl empowerment clubs for 4th through 6th grade at-risk girls in our Child Hope schools. And I'm very excited to tell you a little bit about this ministry because it targets these girls in the 4th through 6th grades before they get into high school. And Chicas de Promesa will teach these girls more about the Bible, but it will also touch on subjects that maybe might not be discussed in the classroom settings, like purity, their emotions, good touches versus bad touches. And if there is a girl walking through any type of abuse in her life, it gives an opportunity for me as the missionary to walk alongside them in this situation and help them and be somebody that they can trust. And so in Peru, there are a lot of dangers in the neighborhoods where our schools are located. And for Peru, schools get out around 1:30 in the afternoon. And this creates a lot of alone time for these girls before their parents get home from work. And so they might be at the mall, they might be at the market, and they might just be hanging out with their friends, but they're unsupervised. So Chicas will create a safe place for these girls after school for another hour and a half to 2 hours. And we will be pouring into these girls the love of Jesus, and just so they know who they are in Christ. Because there are dangers that are lurking out there in their neighborhoods when they're unsupervised. One of the dangers is for kidnapping and human trafficking, which is on the rise in so many countries, and Peru is no exception. So I just want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank you for your support as I prepare to go back to Peru. And thank you so much for investing in Chicas de Promesa, discipling young girls for Jesus.
And we want to partner with you, Phyllis, and we're setting a goal to raise $15,000 to be at the forefront of launching this movement to protect girls in Peru. Please join with us.